talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Was it devised, or were you surprised when you saw how grand it was? Was it thought out at all, or just paint on a wall? Is there anything that you regret? I don't understand, are there blueprints or plans? Can I speak to the architect? Sometimes I look in the mirror and wish I could make a request. Could I pray it away? Am I shapeable clay? Is this as good as it gets? One day you're on top of the mountain.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was The Architect by Casey Musgraves, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize. It took place last weekend at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. And we'll be talking about that in a minute. But today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking to some of the vendors at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And also we've got a special interview with general contractor David Partridge with Pear Tree Homes. But joining us now is content producer Ashley Rowell with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. How are you doing, Ashley?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good, good. So, Ashley, tell our listeners a little bit about what you do and how you can help our listeners save some money.
Yeah, so one of the many things I get the luxury of doing here is I get to create an e-newsletter every week, and it's a sales e-newsletter that goes out every Thursday afternoon, and it features some of the fantastic sales that our clients are going on, that have going on. This week in particular will feature many sales coming up for Valentine's Day, but some of my favorites are $39 tune-up for first-time customers that Fix It 24/7 is offering, which you really can't beat that, just having your AC unit checked out and making sure that you are going to transition well from winter into summer. Flooring Factory is flourishing into the new year, where you can spend up to $5,000 and save 5%, spend $10,000 and save 8%, and spend $20,000 and save 10%. So the more you spend, the more you save. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I would like to mention that is featured in this e-newsletter is Advanced Window Fashions recently got a newly updated gallery. So they're really encouraging you to come in and meet with their bright and bubbly staff and see what they have for you to make your home look better and brighter for this upcoming spring and summer.
If you're looking for window treatments, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Well, very good. And those specials change weekly. So
that's correct.
And sometimes we have advertisers in Charleston Home and Design Magazine that have discontinued items or items that they have in their warehouse that they're looking to put on sale. So it's a great way if you haven't signed up for the newsletter, we hope you will. And how do they do that?
So you can head over to charlestonhomeanddesign.com and a tab will pop up and prompt you to sign up, as well as you can head over to our social media pages at CHG Mag, and you can also sign up that way as well.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to have you stick around here for a couple minutes, Ashley, and just to get your feedback about the Charleston Home and Design Show, which took place last weekend at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. And it definitely was a week to remember. Mm-hmm. We had all the snow and sleet and ice Tuesday of home show week. We call the week leading up to our home show week, and that pretty much put most people out of commission. Most people were not driving that previous Wednesday, and then we had load in for our vendors this past a week ago Thursday, and a lot of our vendors were wondering whether we were going to even have the show if load-in had been postponed. We were getting questions about whether we should not open the show at regular hours on Friday and so forth. But all of our vendors they were very eager to be part of the show and to be able to offer free advice to the people that came out to the Charleston Home and Design Show. So they were troopers. They loaded in on a week ago Thursday, and then Friday was with the roads were still a little icy on Friday. We had a moderate crowd come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show. The Charleston Boat Show was also taking place, and at the same time, and they had to they normally open their show at 11 on Friday. They had to postpone that to 2 o'clock. They had a couple of really big tents that they set up outside in addition to the space indoors. One of those tents was destroyed by the snow. The roof collapsed, and they had to bring down another tent from Raleigh, and so there were lots and lots of challenges. There's always challenges in the event organizing business, but we had some extra challenges. But to sum it all up, the event, we had a huge day on Saturday and Sunday, and lots of people came out. And what did you think of the show, Ashley?
I thought it was fantastic. A few of my family members came out to support not only me but the magazine as well, and they just ranted and raved about how many different options we had for bathrooms and outdoor spaces and kitchens. And I think it was a really great turnout.
It was, and special thanks to our staff that worked so hard to make everything possible. And our staff pretty much kind of puts their life on hold while they're tending to all of the vendors and setting up for the show and all the attendees that come. And so we're trying to get back to normal now, but yes, I saw your family, that they all came out, mm-hmm. and they were impressed with the quality of vendors and everything.
Mm-hmm. They loved getting to know them. They thought that they were extremely personable, and they went home with quite a few contacts for them to reach out to do work on home projects for them.
Well, that's good. And it was nice having the boat show going on right down the hallway, where the boat show and the Charleston Home and Design Show all under one roof. And just in separate spaces, but a lot of those attendees that come out for the boat show, they were also interested in checking out the Charleston Home and Design Show. So that was really nice to see. Mm-hmm. And you were part of the free design consultations that were taking place.
Yeah, so we had a bunch of interior designers that were available where people could walk up or call in and make an appointment, and they could meet with them for 30 minutes and kind of pick their brains about maybe something that they're wanting to do in their home or, future spaces. But yeah, they really enjoyed the free interior design consultations.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks so much to everyone who came out to the Charleston Home and Design Show, and we look forward to seeing you all next year, 51 weeks from now. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're here at the Pear Tree Homes offices talking with custom builder and remodeling contractor David Partridge. How are you doing, David?
I'm well, Tim. How are you?
Good. Thank you for inviting me into the Pear Tree Homes offices. Take a moment and tell everyone about Pear Tree Homes.
Sure. So Pear Tree Homes is a general contracting firm. We specialize in residential remodeling, additions, and custom homes in the greater Charleston area.
Gotcha. Good deal. So Pear Tree Homes, you folks are your office is located in North Charleston, and are there certain parts of town that Pear Tree Homes does work in?
Yeah, really. We don't do much work in North Charleston. It's just kind of centrally located for where we do serve, and we go from anywhere from Edisto Beach to Mount Pleasant to Somerville. So kind of everything in between.
Gotcha. Is there tell our listeners about the Pear Tree Homes approach to remodeling projects and custom home projects? Is there a particular philosophy or something that you follow?
Yeah, so we kind of have two different solutions for building or remodeling. Whether that be working with other architects to help kind of plan the project, and then we end up building that project, or we also offer a design-build solution where we're fully designing and planning the project and then obviously building the project.
Mm-hmm.
And we focus heavily on pre-construction. We want to make sure that we plan everything in great detail ahead of time. Before we break ground, we want all the answers to all the questions that there may be.
Mm-hmm. Design build, that might be a term that folks aren't familiar with. To the way I understand it is Pear Tree Homes may take a set of plans that have been drawn by an architect or a home designer, and you're maybe looking at it from the standpoint of how can we value engineer certain things to maybe save money on save the homeowner money on a project without sacrificing the integrity of the project overall. Is that about right?
Not exactly. I mean, design build is working with the client to create the design that fits their needs. So we're more involved in the planning process. We're more involved in kind of fine-tuning those details of the plans, and then ultimately, you know, finalizing those plans and building the project.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Everybody who has a project, whether it's building a new home or a remodel project, They're all on a budget. What are some of the things that go into a project that might throw off a budget? For instance.
Well, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of parts and pieces that are behind the scenes, behind the walls that people don't tend to consider. There's also some kind of bare minimums for us that. You know, methods that we believe are the best practice, and that we kind of aren't willing to sacrifice on. There's also recommendations of areas that we, you know, recommend spending the money that makes the most sense ahead of time, like plumbing fixtures, for example. So you know, there are places that could we could save money. Foundations are one thing. A lot of people don't really consider what the foundation type is going to be. And so there's different ways to save with different methods of a foundation. You know, there's various places that we can save money, but we have to learn what the client wants first and then kind of help value engineer the project to suit their needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotcha. And a lot of times, I imagine homeowners are coming to Pear Tree Homes with a wish list, and they've decided this is maybe going to be their forever home, or they love the neighborhood, they love their neighbors, they want to stay put, and so they just want to make their existing home better. But there's certain elements that could go into a project that will really could throw off a budget. How do you handle that with a homeowner that, just breaking the news to them that metal roof that you wanted, you know, that's going to require X amount more. That's going to cause the cost per square foot to go up, or an elevator, or things like that.
Yes, we start with the needs first. You know, what's driving the project, the bare bones of the project, understanding that. We also kind of start off with a high level budget with contingency so that it kind of covers any gray area. And then, you know, sometimes they can't always get what they want. Out of a project. Sometimes the budget doesn't allow for all that. So, mm-hmm. We feel if we start with the needs first, throw in a few of the wants, and ideally a couple of the wish list items,
mm-hmm.
And then it usually ends up going pretty well.
Mm-hmm. You get the inevitable cost per square foot question a lot. What can I expect for a cost per square foot?
We do, and it's, you have to educate people on how you get to that number, and you get to that number by dividing the cost of a building or the cost of a project by the square footage, so it's kind of after it's completed is how you get that number. So, we try to educate our clients and tell them that every project is different, everything's a one-off. And so we really can't answer that question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, beware the builders that do give you that answer, sometimes because they might be, only putting into the budget, so let's say $5,000 for light fixtures. And, I've talked to many, many people over the years that they went with the lowest bid, the lowest cost per square foot. And then when it came to making the selections, they see that, oh, wow, there's only $5,000 in the budget for light fixtures. And I just fell in love with one light fixture that cost $5,000. So the homeowner ends up having to come out of pocket, or they are very disappointed, and if they're not able to, and they have to stick to the budget, and meanwhile, that the builder that gave them a more realistic idea of a budget, the homeowner decided not to go with them and go with the cheaper builder, right?
Yeah, I mean it's a difficult balancing act when you're trying to create allowances. During the planning process, you don't really know. Everyone's different. We do our best to, when in the very beginning, it's a high-level budget, and we don't have all the answers. And we do kind of use allowances verbally at that time, but, you don't know where people want to spend their money, and maybe they don't want the most expensive tile from Italy. And maybe they do, so it's kind of a balancing act. And you just openness, transparency, and just communication really helps with the process. Mm-hmm. So
do you help homeowners when they're going through the budgeting process and they're trying to figure out how much for impact rated windows versus just regular windows with a DP50 but then you also have to budget for hurricane protection that's going to cover those windows. And are you ever able to help a homeowner, this is how much it's going to be for impact rated windows, and you won't have to have any hurricane shutters or hurricane system, versus, you know, this is what it's going to cost for regular windows, but then you have to have the hurricane protection built in as well.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's another kind of personal preference too, because, you know, some people don't want to spend the extra money on the impact windows, and others would prefer not to have to prepare for a hurricane or a storm that comes in and trust that their windows can handle it. We do go over kind of rough cost in the beginning to help them understand, you know, that impact windows could be 2 to 3 times the cost of a standard window. So, and even in standard windows, there's tons of different options. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a balancing act again.
Mm-hmm. Is that easy for Pear Tree Homes to be able to educate the homeowner on those different prices, and is it worth it to maybe have the impact rated windows where you have 24/7 protection of your home? You don't even if they're we get a lot of big storms here in Charleston that are not named storms, but it's nice having full time protection of your windows in case something were to go airborne and smash into your window. So do you kind of help the homeowner through that decision making process?
Yeah, we do. I mean, I definitely agree that I think impact windows are the better option, especially on the coast, where most of our work, you know, takes place. So, and you know, you also got to consider somebody's going to have to put plywood up on standard windows if there's a storm coming, and maybe the client can't do that, or you know, can't physically do that, or doesn't want to worry about finding anybody to do that when the time comes, because everybody's trying to scramble and put plywood up everywhere. So, mm-hmm. it kind of gives you that peace of mind knowing that you're covered.
Yeah. And a metal roof is another good example of how it can throw off a budget. Whenever I go over the Don Holt Bridge and look over at Daniel Island, you always see those metal roofs, and a lot of people fall in love with the look of those metal roofs. And, But a metal roof is going to be, what, about twice or three times as much as an asphalt roof?
Yeah, about three times.
Three mm-hmm. times as much. So the wish list suddenly it requires the homeowner to start making some sacrifices and some compromises, right?
That's right. Yep.
I remember a long time ago talking to an architect, and he was a big advocate of a smaller square foot home. And occasionally I see wasted space in a home that adds to the cost per square foot. And this architect was an advocate for designing a home in a way that would reduce the square footage, but make sure that every square foot is usable. You don't have these blank spaces at the top of the stairs or something like that that is adding to the cost per square foot, but is not really benefiting the homeowner.
Yeah. We're big on planning projects that fit our clients' needs. Understanding how they live in the home, what the family dynamic looks like, do they have pets, what their typical habits are, and that helps us to design spaces that are going to best suit their needs with the least amount of waste. And so we definitely take all those things in mind when mm-hmm. we're helping to plan a project. And even when we're working with other architects, we're kind of use is a big, you know, how they're going to use the space is very important versus, you know, does it look pretty? You know, everybody can do that, but I think they're going to get the most reward, you know, it's going to be the most rewarding experience if they can, if it really fits their needs the best.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Every month, and I look through local building permits on a daily basis, and every month there is about 30 or so homeowners that have decided to go it alone, and they haven't hired a general contractor. And this is for custom homes, not just remodel projects. And what message would you say to those folks that are thinking, well, I can cut that corner and I know a little bit about the construction business. You know, maybe I can just manage the project myself versus hiring a custom builder like Pear Tree Homes.
Yeah, I mean, I would say don't do it. It can be very stressful. If you don't have the connections that we have, that we've made over the past 11 years, you don't know people's, subcontractors' track records. You don't know the quality of work they produce. You don't know how they communicate, how they're going to leave a job site. Maybe you don't even have the experience and know what goes in first, what happens first. We know how to coordinate a project there's been several times where we've been brought in after the fact, where clients have tried to be the GC on their own project and maybe bitten off a little more than they could chew. Mm-hmm. So, it's not for everyone, and we love what we do, and that's why we're here to help.
Mm-hmm. And it makes it difficult to, I guess hold the builder responsible when they've come in halfway through a project, because you really don't know what the quality of the subcontractors that have installed done the work on the house halfway through the project when Pear Tree Homes is coming on board.
That's right, and you don't know. We would, if we're taking responsibility, we want to make sure that everything was permitted correctly and inspected correctly and everything's to code and there's no, fire or life safety issues. So it's a challenge, and it's not something that we eagerly jump into. It's mm-hmm. not the type of project that we really would want to be involved with unless it, really makes sense at the time. So, mm-hmm. It could definitely be challenging.
How long has Pear Tree Homes been around?
11 years.
11 years. Okay, and you're a pretty young guy. And what did you do before Pear Tree Homes?
Well, initially I thought I was going to be a chef, so I went to school and I was a cook, line cook, at several restaurants around Charleston for many years. And I think it was back in the early 2000s, I kind of made the switch to marine construction. Went to work for a couple different marine contractors in town and really enjoyed that. Then the economy kind of tanked and it changed my trajectory and got into disaster restoration, and that's kind of where I found my love for residential remodeling. And kind of the rest is history, and mm-hmm. decided to jump out on my own.
Good for you. And you get to prepare some great meals at home. So
that's right.
How often, do you visit your job sites here at Pear Tree Homes?
I personally visit at least once a week. Typically on Wednesdays is kind of my field day, as we call it. We have project managers and assistant project managers that are on site daily, one way or the other. So, one of us is on site daily, mm-hmm. and we use a software called BuilderTrend to help manage our projects. And so we document those visits and with pictures and a few sentences about what's going on. And our clients have a portal that they can log into to kind of keep track of what's happening and, mm-hmm. and what to expect next.
Keep track of the expenses and what's being what's being spent and so forth.
Yep, they can track the budget. They track the schedule. They know kind of what's going on, who's going to show up next, and we use it for document storage, communications. It's kind of fully encompassing how we manage our projects and how we communicate with our clients.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people just think when they hire a builder that that's the person that's going to be overseeing a project. But one of the other things that a custom builder is responsible for is being the advocate for that homeowner. And so when you're visiting the job sites, you're looking for things that the homeowner may not may not spot in terms of imperfections or maybe an installation that didn't go exactly the way you expect it to, but the homeowner may never even notice those things, right?
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time. I have an eye for detail, and I can notice when something's out of plumb or out of square by, you know, an eighth or a quarter of an inch. But yeah, not only that, I mean, I'm looking for, you know, what meets our standards. And our standards are oftentimes higher than our client's standards. And, you know, we're not going to turn it over to them until we're satisfied, because we want to sleep good at night. So, that definitely is true.
Mm-hmm. Do you, does Pear Tree Homes, ever work with out of town homeowners they've hired Pear Tree Homes for their project, but they live in Chicago or someplace else?
Yeah, quite often. We're dealing with vacation homes or second homes, rental properties, things like that. And, that's where the software that we use to help communicate really comes to play is they can be a part of the project as if they were in town and still witness everything that's going on and never lose sight of the budget, lose sight of the schedule. It definitely happens quite often. There's a couple times where we've never even met the homeowner until the project was coming, you know, being handed over to them at the end and you know, it was a successful project. We got a great Raven review, and you can't complain about that.
Good for you. What talk about the communication that Pear Tree Homes has with your clients as a project is underway.
What do you mean exactly?
Well, in other words, how often do you stay in touch with them? If it's an out of town client, are you sending them photos and videos, and how is there a particular plan for how often every week you stay in touch with your clients?
Yeah, so daily they get a log, which we call daily logs, which they can respond to and ask questions about if that ever is the case. We also do a weekly summary, which kind of talks about what's happened that week and what's coming up the next week. And then we do major phase, typically if they can, if they're in town, we'll do major phase walkthroughs, making sure that, you know, electrical is going where it needs to be and, you know, cabinetry and all of that. So, we're always on top of communication. We take pride in our ability to communicate and be transparent throughout the process. So, definitely.
When a homeowner has a project going on with, they become very, very obsessed. They're looking online at night, comparing prices of materials and things like that. How do you handle it at Pear Tree Homes? How do you handle it when a homeowner says, "I found the same light fixture online for X amount, but the lighting store charges, whatever they're charging"? How do you handle something like that?
Well, I mean, we typically like to use our routine vendors that we have a relationship with. We know that they can, you know, what their lead times are. We know what the quality is. We know that, you know, the product is going to show up unbroken or damaged. And so, you know, that's typically the route that we like to take. Sometimes we'll come across an instance where a client has found some item that they want to incorporate in the project, and it's not through one of our routine vendors. And, you know, we tread lightly in that. We want to make sure that it's going to contribute to the project as a whole in a good way, positive way. So, we try not to diverge from our typical vendors. And also if, you know, we want to provide all the materials that go into a project because we're providing the warranty for the project. Mm-hmm. So, we typically don't allow, our clients to provide, a lot of the fixtures or things that they can find online for cheaper just because it's cheaper, because we're going to be the one that puts the warranty on the project. So,
well, and the other thing is, if you're if you're not using local vendors for those various items, and you decide to buy that light fixture on your own, if something happens to it, if it was bought from a local vendor, Pear Tree Homes is able to go to that vendor and say, hey, I need you to whatever, replace it, fix it, come on out. And the vendor wants to keep you happy because they want repeat business from Pear Tree Homes, and versus the fixture was bought online and there's nobody there to call. So that's going to end up costing the homeowner down the road if there is something that goes wrong. And truthfully, things go wrong all the time. So it's one of those things that people should expect.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have relationships that we've built with many vendors and subcontractors and over the past 11 years. And like you said, we like working with each other, and we want to keep each other happy. And I think we get pretty good service. We get really good pricing, some of the best pricing in town. So, I think at the end of the day, quality of material and quality of install, I think, is more important than finding the absolute best price down to the penny. So.
Yeah. And even you mentioned plumbing fixtures being something not to scrimp on. People who haven't been involved in the building process, they may think, well, I wonder why these plumbing fixtures at a big box store cost so much less, or cost less, and than the plumbing fixtures, this, you know, maybe it's a Moen brand or something that they'll see at one of the plumbing stores here in town. But there's a lot of pressure that the big box stores put on some of those plumbing fixture brands to have a lower price in the big box store, and they end up using cheaper parts, plastic versus brass. And what a homeowner doesn't think about, they're only looking at the upfront cost, but if that plumbing fixture goes bad, it's going to require a plumber to have to come out. So you're going to be paying at some point. So you might as well just buy the quality fixture to begin with, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, once like a shower valve, for example, once that's in the wall, and there's tile in the shower, shower glass, it's incredibly challenging to, oftentimes impossible to replace it without doing some sort of demolition or damage to the other surfaces. So mm-hmm. We definitely recommend spending the money on a quality fixture. We like Kohler. We've never had any issues with Kohler, so we typically start our clients there, and kind of work down the road mm-hmm. on that.
In the spring 2024 issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine, we did a feature on some of the custom builders, their work in the magazine. And I'm looking at this one project that Pear Tree Homes was involved with. This was in on Edisto Island.
That's right. Yeah, that was a custom home that we built for our clients right there on Edisto Island, right near the beach.
Did anything stand out to you as far as this particular project?
It was a beautiful site. First of all, it had great views of, it was right on a creek, and then it was an elevated home, so you could actually see the ocean from the main floor and from the second floor. But they really wanted a space that kind of brought the outdoors in and vice versa. So, huge rear porch with large sliding glass doors that really opens up the indoor and outdoor spaces together. I think there was 10-foot ceilings in the main living. Beautiful bath, master bathroom was had a nice walk-in wet room. So it was a beautiful space.
Mm-hmm. Is about how many projects does Pear Tree Homes take on at any given time?
No more than six at a time, typically. You know, 5 to 7, I think, would be our max that we focus on at one time. And typically, we're probably doing between 12 and 15 projects a year, remodeling, and one or two custom homes a year.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you're kind of careful at Pear Tree Homes not to overwhelm yourself, take on too many projects, and I imagine the experience for the homeowner, they're going to benefit a lot better from something like that versus a builder that's taking on projects left and right.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we don't, we manage our projects well. We don't take on more than we can handle. We don't start a project just to get a deposit and then go, you know, do demolition and then go to the, you know, bounce around to another project like a lot of other contractors do. And so you're going to end up with a better managed project when you're not trying to run 10 or 12 projects at a time. So
mm-hmm. Makes sense. Definitely. Well, how can folks get more information about Pear Tree Homes?
They can find us online, peartreehomes.net. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, or they can give us a call at our office at 843-343-5808. And we on the website, we do have a form that you could submit all of your information on as well.
Mm-hmm. And you can always find Pear Tree Homes within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with custom builder and remodeling contractor David Partridge with Pear Tree Homes. Thanks so much, David.
Thanks, Tim.
Now we're talking to one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, Junior Newell with New Age Contractors. How you doing, Junior?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Well, first of all, thank you so much, Junior, for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Tell everyone about New Age Contractors.
New Age Contractors. We are a local general contractor who specializes in residential and commercial construction. We do large projects, small projects, kitchens, baths, indoor, outdoor, whatever you need. Basically, a one-stop shop for whatever project you have in mind.
And what have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend?
This weekend's been a variety of stuff. Everything from roofs to siding and windows, energy efficiency, of course, new kitchens and bathrooms, a lot of flooring, and outside space, concrete patios and pergolas, springs right around the corner.
Very good. And how can folks get more information about New Age Contractors?
They can look us up on all the social medias, Facebook or our website, www.newagellp.com.
All right, great. We've been talking to Junior Newell with New Age Contractors. Very proud to have them as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks so much for being at the show.
Thank you, sir.
Now we're talking with Stephen Schwartz with Lucent Solar, and we're very proud to have Lucent Solar as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. How you doing, Stephen?
Good, Tim. How are you? Thank you for having us.
You bet. Stephen, take a moment and tell everyone about Lucent Solar.
Sure. We are a direct installer of all different types of energy systems, including solar and battery and microgrid storage systems for residential and commercial. We've installed all different types of energy systems, including roof mount, ground mount, parking structures, pergolas, Tesla solar roof, and any other type of custom solutions.
Well, that's great. And what have you been talking to homeowners about?
At the home show today, it seems like Tesla solar roof is the attraction of the show. We've been installing Tesla solar roof for about 5 years now as a direct installer. We find that Tesla solar roofing system is a very aesthetically pleasing energy system, adds to the curb appeal value of the home, and even the banks are adding the value of the contract into the equity of the home these days. Outside of that, we've spoken to a few commercial customers as well, installing on flat roof systems, and it's going pretty well. Solar is gaining attraction in South Carolina, and we're excited for the outlook over the next few years.
And how can folks get more information about Lucent Solar?
Absolutely. You could contact us directly. You could reach us on our website, which is lucent-energy.com. That's lucent-energy.com. And you could reach us at our phone number directly, which is going to be 908-758-2368.
All right, great. We've been talking with Stephen Schwartz with Lucent Solar, and thank you so much to Lucent Solar for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great day, everybody.
And now we're talking with Brian Freeman with RhinoShield. How are you doing, Brian?
How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Tell everybody about RhinoShield.
RhinoShield is something that takes place of paint. If you're tired of painting, tired of spending money on paint only for the next 5 years, you can do RhinoShield. It's a two-coat process where we put the bonding agent on first. The bonding agent acts like a really strong glue, and it comes back out after a couple hours. And then it's ready for the top coat. The marriage of that is what makes it extremely flexible. It has 150% elasticity and 80% memory rate, knows where to go back to. So what that means is that it can expand with the heat, contract with the cold, expand and contract. It keeps very clean to where you don't have to really pressure wash your house anymore. All you have to do is wash it down with a garden hose. Has mildicide built into the product. And it's about 2.5 times the price of a professional paint job. So if you paint this time around, 5 to 7 years from now, when you have to paint again, you paid for it. It has a transferable warranty. It goes up to 25 years in the warranty. And, it's a non-prorated warranty. You're not going to lose any part of this warranty. It goes over stucco, aluminum, vinyl, T111. Hardy Board is probably one of our best customers. For the reason being is because the latex does not adhere to it very well. It has what you call patching, pH burns all throughout. So you have these multi-million dollar homes that you have no idea what to do with it. You now have an alternative.
Very good. And how can folks get more information about RhinoShield?
Well, you can go to RhinoShieldCarolina.com. We cover all of the Carolinas up into Virginia. We do not go down to Hilton Head and Beaufort. Those are the only two cities that we do not do in South Carolina. But other than that, you can give us a call at 833-744-6699.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you.
And now we're talking with Matt Zeiss with the Building Center. How are you doing, Matt?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good. Matt, take a moment. Tell everyone about the Building Center.
So we are a full-service building supplier that can offer everything from loose-fill lumber, trusses, windows, doors, siding, roofing, just about anything that you need to build or renovate a house.
Very good. And what have you been talking about to homeowners about this weekend?
So we've been talking to the homeowners about some of the products that we can offer to them, some of the services that we provide, and different ways that we can assist them with their projects that they have.
Excellent. And I wanted to thank the Building Center for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. We greatly appreciate you being here, especially with the challenging weather. And how can folks get more information about the Building Center?
They can go to tbcinc.us. That'll take them to our website, and they can look at all of our products.
All right, TBC being the Building Center, Inc. Gotcha.
Yes,
all right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you being here.
All right, thank you very much.
And now we're talking with Kirsten Williams with Grill Masters of Charleston. How are you doing, Kirsten?
I am well, thanks, Tim.
Kirsten, Grill Masters of Charleston, you folks have had one of the most popular booths here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. I'm going to ask you what you have on display, and let's start with you telling our listeners all about Grill Masters of Charleston.
Grill Masters of Charleston started off 10 years ago with just by cleaning grills. We have grown this into a small company, locally owned, operated. We are located in Charleston, right off of Orleans Road. But We are here today. We are featuring Wildfire Grills. We are also featuring Tika Cabinets. These are kind of new to the market. I fell in love with them. They are reclaimed teak. And the owner of the company and the brainchild behind it is local. So it's something that I would encourage everybody to stop by our showroom and take a look. We also have some great home show specials on some custom-built cabinets, full 12-foot outdoor kitchen with a bar. We've got some smokers on sale, and we also have some griddles on sale.
Well, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Grill Masters of Charleston?
They can go to our website, grillmasterscharleston.com. They can also reach out by phone, 843-926-0046. And again, our showroom is at 874 Orleans Road in the Taste of Thai Shopping Plaza.
All right, great. We've been talking with Kirsten Williams with Grill Masters of Charleston. And Kirsten, thanks so much to Grill Masters of Charleston for being here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. I know it's been a challenge with all the bad weather.
Tim, I so appreciate you allowing us to be here. Thank you.
And now we're talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. How you doing, Jay?
Great, Tim. How about yourself today?
Just fine. Jay, take a moment and tell everyone about HWC Custom Cabinetry.
Sure, Tim. HWC Custom Cabinetry is a local company. We design, build, and install custom cabinetry right into your home. And when I say build, we actually manufacture it right here in North Charleston. We have a full design team on staff to help clients step through the design process, kind of analyze and understand what they want, and help identify the best materials, finishes, special doodads and whatnot inside cabinetry to help those needs. So whether it's kind of, we were talking about aging in place the other day, or just kind of your everyday run-of-the-mill cabinets, we're here to help.
Very good. And tell us about what you have on display here at the Charleston Home and Design Show.
So today's display is rather unique. It's not necessarily a particular home function. We're showing off some of the metal edge doors that are very on point trend-wise right now, with some lift-up functional hardware, both traditional dovetail wooden drawers as well as some of the more European or contemporary style metal drawer systems, all with heavy-duty 100-pound rated drawer runners that are rack and pinion, very quiet, really kind of takes soft close drawers to the next level, just as far as not hearing them and being very strong and stable.
Excellent. And how can folks get more information about HWC Custom Cabinetry?
Tim, they can reach out to us via the web at hwccustomcabinetry.com or via phone 843-207-0750.
All right, great. We've been talking to Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. And thanks so much, Jay, for being at the Charleston Home and Design Show.
Tim, it's a genuine pleasure. Thank you.
And now we're talking with Elizabeth Fisher with Glass Eco Countertops. How you doing, Elizabeth?
I'm fine. Good morning. Thank you.
Elizabeth, tell everyone about Glass Eco Countertops.
We are a locally manufacturing countertop supplier, bathrooms, kitchens, shower walls, different kinds of surfaces. We make it out of recycled glass that we collect from our foundation company, Fisher Recycling.
Very good. And can you describe what the countertops look like from Glass Eco Countertops?
They're a terrazzo style, so there are several different colors that you can choose from. It's really an infinite design possibility. We also use a lot of oyster shells, and people can also add their own mementos, whether it's shark's teeth or even metal.
And how can folks get more information about Glass Eco Countertops?
We are on the World Wide Web at glassecosurfaces.com and Instagram and Facebook.
All right, great. Well, we're so glad to have Glass Eco Countertops at the Charleston Home and Design Show, especially with the challenging weather. Thanks so much, Elizabeth. And now we're talking to Cassandra Natalie with Sparkle Squad. How are you doing, Cassandra?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Just fine, thanks. Tell our listeners all about Sparkle Squad.
Yes, so we are Sparkle Squad of Charleston. We do window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and gutter cleaning. I call it a spa day for the home. It is a franchise, but we have brought it here to Charleston, and we are servicing the entire Charleston area from Edisto to Mount Pleasant all the way up to Somerville and Nexton. With our window cleaning, we do interior and exterior, as well as screen cleaning and deep trap cleaning as well.
Very good. And what have you been talking about to homeowners this weekend?
Yes. So a lot of homeowners ask about when the best time is to get their windows cleaned. And we typically recommend come the springtime when the pollen starts to die down is when a lot of homeowners want to get their windows cleaned. That way it'll last them throughout the summer. So that's definitely a time that we recommend for homeowners to get that service done. Right now is actually a really good time for gutter cleaning because the leaves have kind of all finished falling. And so we do a lot of gutter cleaning here in the winter time as well.
Very good. Some people have solar panels on their roof. Do you ever an opportunity for you to clean those?
Yes, we will clean solar panels. It's a case-by-case basis with kind of where they're located, if it's on the third floor or the second floor, but we definitely will look out, come out and quote you out and look at the solar panels for cleaning.
All right. How can folks get more information about Sparkle Squad?
Absolutely. So you can go to sparklesquad.com. You can look us up on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, Google as well, or you can give us a call at 844-715-0117. And that's how you can reach us. Call for a quote, and we will definitely get you a quote, and hope to hear from you soon.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much, Cassandra.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with Judson Miller with Charleston Amish Furniture. How are you doing, Judson?
Tim, I'm doing absolutely fantastic.
Good for you. Judson, take a moment to tell everyone about Charleston Amish Furniture.
Thank you. Charleston Amish Furniture, we are the premier place for residential, commercial, and custom kitchen cabinetry. So when you come into the store, you'll see your traditional store. When you start to talk to us and start to look around, you'll realize that things go a lot deeper. You'll realize that what you see, we can customize, we can adjust, we can change. We can build you exactly what you're looking for in your product, your furniture for your home, office, poolside, etc.
Excellent. And what do you have on display this weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show?
Currently, we're showing one of our most popular items, and that is our live edge furniture. So that's where you have your walnut, your maple, your sycamore slabs of wood. We have our custom epoxy fills. We offer our free concierge service if you want to order it. We'll go through the sourcing process to get you the slab you want, get you the epoxy fills you're looking for. If you see our showroom, you'll be able to see all those samples and all those displayed. But primarily here at the show, we're showing that. We've got our standard high-top dining and a little bit about our custom kitchen cabinets as well, where it just shows a little bit of a snippet of what to expect when you come in.
Excellent. And how can folks get more information about Charleston Amish Furniture?
The easiest way is to check out our website, charlestonamish.com. And if you go on there, you'll be able to very easily schedule an appointment if you'd like to come in and work with a specific salesperson or go over a specific project. Otherwise, you'll see our hours, our information emails, etc. We respond very readily and quickly to those, so check that out. Come on in, and you'll be able to get a lot of information both on the site and then once you come into the store as well.
All right. We've been talking with Judson Miller with Charleston Amish Furniture. Thanks so much, Judson.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.